current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Blades to Dust. In current events, the Jewish entity and Lebanon have decided to come to the table to discuss new agreements. This quote-unquote common ground and quote-unquote search for peace is being brokered by the U.S. These negotiations include discussing ways to put an end to the aggression while also stopping Hezbollah from their armed presence in Lebanon. This heads towards agreements of peace between the two. While the negotiations are taking place, Jewish entities' aggression against the people of Lebanon continues. Continuous bombardment against the innocent civilians, including women and children, have rained non-stop, with the death toll climbing, reaching over 2,000 since the aggression intensified on March 2nd. Over a million have been displaced, including nearly 290,000 children. Is meeting at a table to quote-unquote talk and quote-unquote discuss to have a quote-unquote peace agreement while the civilians of Lebanon are suffering from the Jewish entity's military? Is force meant to be met with talking points and agreements? Force is meant to be met with force. A military is meant to be met with a military. For even while they talk, people lose their lives, homes, and families. This force is not only to be met with force from Lebanon, but from the forces of the armies of the Muslims, where they fight the enemy, ending the aggression against the innocent lives. This will only happen when the armies are mobilized by a just system that cares for the affairs of the Ummah, the only system that will implement justice and put an end to the slaughter of the Muslim blood is the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. Those of the Jewish entity are not ones who can be trusted with covenants, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us time and again that they are people who do not honor their covenants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
They were condemned for breaking their covenant, rejecting Allah's signs, killing the prophets unjustly, and for saying, quote, our hearts are unreceptive, end quote. It is Allah who has sealed their hearts for their disbelief, so they do not believe except for a few. But in the end, putting one's hand in the hand of the enemy, who has killed, slaughtered, bombed, and displaced the people of this ummah, is not only a betrayal of the ummah, but also a violation of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated,
وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ تَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فَقُتُلُوهُمْ كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Kill them whenever you come upon them and drive them out of the places from which they have driven you out. For persecution is far worse than killing. And do not fight them at the sacred mosques unless they attack you there. If they do so, then fight them. That is the reward of the disbelievers. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.